Hi, thank you for holding. My name is Jody. I'm the fraud supervisor on the floor today. May I please have your first and last name?
Bridget Bergeau.
Right, thank you. I have the address 937 Grace Street.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. I'm locating this account information. One second, please.
Okay.
All right, so this is for a contest entry for a smartphone. Looks like a, yeah. And you're saying that you did not make that purchase. Is that correct?
Correct.
All right.
So I don't know. I'm assuming someone has my number because this is the fourth thing that hit my account today that I don't even know anything about.
Okay. All right, let me take a look here. So have you completed any surveys or entered any contests that would require a purchase to win a phone?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right, no problem. So I want to verify some of the account details.
Okay.
And the previous agent canceled the account to prevent any further charges. The email address I have is bridget_oliver@att.net.
Uh-huh.
All right. Phone number on the account is, 337-368-1546.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll contact your local authorities, provide them with the IP address on the account, for them to verify the owner of the device that was used, how and where the order took place online. Do you think there's anyone else in your household that may have participated in any type of sweepstakes or contest entries?
No.
All right, no problem. We'll get this refunded at $7.95. The account will not bill any further, and you should see those funds back in 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye.